listening. It's key. What's up? Welcome to the Not Just Superwoman podcast. It is your girl, Key, and I am so happy to be here with you today. I wanted to introduce myself to those who don't know me, and to those who do, you know what time it is. Each episode will discuss all things lifestyle and culture from a female perspective, from loving Jesus to that toxic ex. Our topics will be a reflection of what it looks like to approach life with the goal of growth rather than perfection. So if you're here to listen to somebody who's got it all figured out, you're in the wrong place. I'm not your superwoman. Your girl is forever evolving, becoming the key God intended her to be. Make sure you subscribe, rate, comment, hit the like button, and the notification bell. Whatever platform you're listening on, do all the things. We don't want you to miss an episode. Now, let's talk about it. Welcome back, guys. Let me just say that this episode is not for entertainment purposes. This is a life update. So I'm going to give you guys a little update as to where we've been, what's been going on, what the holdup has been with this new series we've been working on. There's been so much, and I just felt like it was only right for me to finally get on here and just kind of express my deepest apologies for the delay. For those of you who have been listening, I appreciate you listening to the episodes and, you know, supporting and all of that. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I am still about this. We are still about this. We are still in this thing. This thing is happening. We just had some bumps along the way. Life has been lifing. So I just wanted to get on and give you guys a quick update as to what's been going on, all right? So, as you know, probably in the last episode I recorded for you guys, I let you know that there were some things going on with my grandmother. And I'm trying not to get emotional, but we did end up losing her. And I am still trying to navigate that. And it's been a little bit rough, or a lot rough. I won't even try to water it down. It's been pretty rough. So if you saw the video clip that I posted a couple weeks ago announcing the It Could All Be So Simple series, that clip was actually recorded February 27th. I was kind of finishing up editing, getting everything ready to go so that I can kind of launch it on the YouTube page. Roughly about an hour before I was planning to post, I got a call saying that my grandmother had passed. And so, as you can imagine, it threw everything off completely. I was probably on ice in terms of just not doing anything for roughly about 2 weeks straight. And I still am kind of working on getting my day-to-day back, getting in my routine and just kind of figuring out, you know, how to navigate it all. But yeah, so that clip was actually recorded and scheduled to be posted the day that I found out that my grandmother passed. So it was absolutely something that I was actively working on. You know, just like I said, things happened and kind of changed my entire world, you know, all in a day. So yeah, a couple of weeks following that, I had planned on doing this particular episode, just talking about the grief process of losing someone that you love so much and why the episode hadn't launched. And I just could not bring myself to do it. I have not been in front of this mic in terms of Not Your Superwoman since that night. And just because it was just so hard, and I knew talking about it just kind of made it a little bit more real. But I did want to have this episode done a lot sooner just to kind of let you guys know what was going on. Not to mention, maybe a few weeks or so back, my uncle, my grandmother's son, my dad's brother, ended up suffering a massive heart attack, and he's been on life support ever since then. So, you know, it feels like it's been one knockout punch after the next right now. So we are still praying for my uncle's recovery right now. Whew, my goodness. Yeah, it's a lot. Well, also, if you're aware or if you have not heard my introduction or if you don't know me personally, I am also a single mom and entrepreneur. I have my own business, and with that, as you could imagine, comes a lot of challenges. And I have a almost 13-year-old son, so we're going through some different challenges with him, and we've been dealing with some preteen woes that I've been kind of trying to figure out the best way to navigate. And then just with the business, you know what I mean? I'm trying to grow, I'm trying to expand. It is totally unrelated to the Not Your Superwoman podcast. So naturally, it takes a great deal of time, energy, and dedication all on its own. So overall, there's just been a number of different things that I've been trying to, you know, navigate. Like I said, family concerns, business focus, you know what I mean? And then, of course, my baby. I'm sorry if this whole episode seems really depressing. This has just been what's going on, unfortunately. So, you know, I wanted to just kind of let you guys know that I am still here. I am still working behind the scenes on this series because it's going to be great. It's called It Could All Be So Simple, as you might have heard in my announcement a couple of weeks ago. I'm super excited about it. There's a lot of things we're going to touch on. There's a lot of different stages of the relationship journey we're going to dive into. And we'll be having men to help shed some light on their perspective as I try to speak a little bit for the ladies from our perspective. So I am really looking forward to that. We were actually supposed to be starting today. If I'm honest, we just really needed more time. You know, I have to get to a point to where I am completely comfortable with the content for each episode, as well as who I'm speaking with. And so I'm gonna be honest with y'all, like, this is my whole thing. It just ain't gonna be perfect. And understanding that is still a little bit of a challenge for me, you know? So I'm really trying to work on giving myself a little more grace when it comes to that perfectionist mindset. And I'm still kind of new to the space, not new to the passion, but new to the space. So I understood that there were going to be some challenges along the way, as well as some skilled balancing that needs to take place even when life is giving you lemons, you know? But we are still moving forward. I have guys that are ready to go. I do have a few more guys that I am working on getting our schedules aligned. So we're working on making sure we're on the same page. We will finish and finalize that this week, God willing. May 15th, Monday. Obviously, we have more time. So if you got some topics you want to throw in the mix, it is not too late. Clearly, you have a little bit more time to go ahead and get that in. I want to say that I have been trying to vet these guys out, y'all, and oh, the process has been very interesting. I just kid. I don't even know how else to describe it. I just knew it was going to be dudes lined up at the door to say their piece, you know? And the ones who were volunteering to do it, they left me with some questions. You know, there was one I'd spoken to that I kind of, you did a pre-screening with, and he was talking about, you know, him and his ex-girl and how they used to fight, and she would put her hands on him. So what was he left to do? I had to, you know, let her know, you know, and I'm just like, ooh. Before I could even address it, you know, he had went on to the next conversation, but I need to know your position on domestic violence at this point. Like, you like to hit the ladies? I don't believe in ladies hitting men either. Let's be clear. But I was a little concerned. I've had some questionable characters, but with all that said, I found some good ones, and I'm trying to make sure that I vet them out, because we do not want no Pimp C types up in here, okay? I know my listeners is not trying to hear it, and neither am I. So it's been a lot of work. It's been exhausting. Believe me, just because the series has been pushed back does not mean I have not been working on this profusely behind the scenes. But I am learning to delegate in this season, y'all. I'm getting a virtual assistant for this business, a virtual assistant for this podcast, because I'm only one woman and I am not your superwoman. I cannot do all things. Let me take that back. Through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. So just get ready for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anywho, I just wanted to tell you guys, I love y'all. I'm so grateful that you are here and that you're being so patient with our process. I'd appreciate it if you just continue to keep my family and myself in your prayers as we power through all the things that are going on right now. I truly believe better days are coming. And I bet y'all know what song that makes me think of. Better days. Better days. Better days are Stay tuned. May 15th.